Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. Republican presidential hopeful Vivek Ramaswamy is scheduled to make another handful of town hall stops in north and northeast Iowa today. Ramaswamy is slated to start the day in Worth County at the Northwood Public Library this morning at 10 o'clock, followed by a visit to Mitchell County at the American Legion in Osage at 11:45 a.m. Then it's on to Allamaquie County to Lids Bar and Grill in Waukon at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Ramaswamy's political push today in advance of the Iowa caucuses also includes a stop in Clayton County at Johnson's Restaurant in Elkader at 4 p.m., followed by a visit to Delaware County at Pizza Ranch in Manchester at 6 p.m. this evening. He'll round out his schedule tonight in Buchanan County at the Crow Bar in Independence at 7:30. Ramaswamy made stops in Cresco, New Hampton, and Charles City last Thursday. The latest NBC News, Mediacom, Des Moines Register poll shows Ramaswamy in fourth place in the Republican caucus race at 5%. Former President Donald Trump continues to pace ahead of the pack at 51%, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis second with 19% and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley at 16%. A Charles City man is added to his list of drug charges. Charles City Police responded to an argument between family members in the 2100 block of Clarkview Drive about 7 p.m. last Thursday night. Their investigation led to the arrest of 29-year-old Nathan Ballinger for possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. According to the criminal complaint, Ballinger is accused of possessing a pill bottle with a scratched-off label that contained marijuana resin, plus a glass jar with marijuana residue and a broken glass pipe used for smoking marijuana. That led to a warrant to search Ballinger's vehicle at about 10 o'clock Friday night. Located was more drug paraphernalia, including a used glass marijuana pipe, digital scale, THC marijuana vape cartridge, and a butter infuser with THC marijuana resin wax residue inside it. Court records show that Ballinger was also arrested by CCPD on November 11th for being in possession of drug paraphernalia. He was also arrested September 26th for third-degree harassment after he was accused of threatening a female victim. A traffic stop has led to OWI and drug charges against a Charles City woman. The Charles City Police Department says 42-year-old Keisha Conley was pulled over after she was accused of failing to stop for a stop sign in the 900 block of Kelly Street just after midnight Friday. Further investigation resulted in Conley being arrested for OWI and possession of marijuana. According to the criminal complaints, field sobriety tests determined that Conley was under the influence of alcoholic beverages and her blood alcohol content was over the legal limit of 0.08% BAC. She allegedly refused a breath test at the Floyd County Jail. Authorities say there was also marijuana in the console of her vehicle in plain view. Conley was also cited for driving while her license is suspended, plus failure to obey a stop sign and to provide proof of insurance. The trial for an Olwine man charged in an alleged northeast Iowa prostitution operation has been delayed until next year. 53-year-old Trent Fitzpatrick faces one count of pimping as part of a prostitution investigation in Fort Atkinson by the Winnesee County Sheriff's Office. Fitzpatrick has pleaded not guilty and his trial was scheduled for December 20th in Winnesee County District Court. However, a defense motion for a continuance was granted last week and the trial has been reset for February 7th, 2024. In that investigation, another male and three females have already pleaded guilty to prostitution charges. Fitzpatrick is also scheduled for trial January 31st in Fayette County District Court on five drug-related charges, including intent to deliver both marijuana and meth, stemming from his arrest in November of 2022. It appears some Grinches have been making the rounds in Charles City. At about 5 a.m. Sunday morning, Charles City Police responded to the 400 block of 7th Avenue for Christmas decorations that were vandalized. Numerous inflatables and other Christmas decor was damaged, costing around $1,000. At about 7:30 Sunday night, CCPD went to the 700 block of North Jocelyn Street, where several Christmas decorations were also damaged. Charles City Police also took a report shortly after 12:30 Saturday afternoon in the 300 block of South Johnson Street, where upwards of $100 in holiday decorations were damaged. At about 4 p.m. Friday afternoon, CCPD was called about a group of juveniles carrying a suspicious package in the 300 block of 16th Avenue. However, it turned out no Grinches were involved after the reporting party called back and stated that officers could disregard the initial call. It was determined that the kids were carrying their gingerbread house home from school. Tonight on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's a Charles City girls-boys basketball doubleheader. The Comets hosting Waverly Shellrock, 6:25 with the Mills Incorporated pregame show. Girls game starts at 6:45, boys game to follow about 8 o'clock. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.